Well, good afternoon, everyone. Today I'm announcing that I have accepted the resignation of the Secretary for Education, Leslie Longston. The last 6 months have been especially challenging for the Ministry of Education. Despite the best efforts of Leslie to work through a number of issues, there now needs to be a focus on rebuilding critical relationships that have been strained. This decision has followed very careful thought and discussion. Leslie and I have decided that the best interests of the Ministry would be served by her stepping down and the appointment of a new Chief Executive. Leslie is a highly capable and dedicated professional who has been strongly committed to achieving better education outcomes for all New Zealanders. I respect the very difficult decision that she has made and expect she will continue to contribute her expertise to public service. Leslie returns to the United Kingdom for the Christmas break as planned and then will return to complete her role on the 8th of February 2013. Leslie and I have agreed to a package that falls within the Auditor General's guidelines for severance payments in the public sector. Further details of this package will be released in the new year once details are finalised. I'm appointing former Public Service Chief Executive Peter Hughes as the Acting Secretary for Education. Peter will take up his role from the 9th of February. 2013. I'm grateful to his current employer, Victoria University, for supporting Peter's secondment. I will be recruiting for the permanent role in the new year.
Copies of that press statement are now available. Ian can take several questions but does need to run off to sign some obviously important documents. Vernon.
What were those critical relationships?
There were a number, Vernon. I think publicly, it's pretty clear there were a number of education sector groups that had a challenging relationship with the Ministry over the last 6 months. It's also the case that the Minister of Education and Chief Executive have had strains in their relationship over that period of time.
Is that an important part of the strain or dysfunctional relationship between Leslie Longston and Kikia Karata?
The relationship with the Minister has certainly been an important factor in Leslie and my decision about how the best interests of the Ministry are served going forward.
Did Hikia Parata want her to go?
This is a decision that Leslie and I have come to ourselves. The Minister was informed of that decision earlier this week.
How long have you been talking with Leslie about her resignation?
We've been talking over the last probably 3 or 4 weeks. And settled that this was the right way forward, and we've spent some time working out the practical details about how to manage this transition in a way that is setting the Ministry of Education up for success and rebuilding relationships in 2013.
Who initiated the talk?
We've both talked about it together. We have been aware of the issues, obviously, that the Ministry have been facing. And we've had a number of conversations through this year, and a few weeks ago we came to the view together that the best interests of the Ministry would be served by a change in leadership.
Does she take up any responsibility for some of the stuff-ups in education this year?
Look, I don't talk about the performance of chief executives in a public environment. Chief executives, like any employee, are entitled to have their performance worked through in confidence with the Commissioner, so I'm not going to talk about Leslie's performance.
Did you invite her to resign, or was it her idea?
Well, we came to that jointly. I certainly was of the view that a change in leadership is part of the way forward, and Leslie certainly shared that view as well.
So did you raise it first?
I think to be really honest, we came up with it at the same meeting.
What happened on Friday with the last Novapay payments? Who will take responsibility for those?
Well, the chief executive is, Leslie remains chief executive of the ministry until February. She's very seized that there are real operational issues that have to work better, and she's very committed to continuing to work with her staff around those issues until the day she leaves. And that's why, you know, she's not talking about this issue publicly. She's very much focused on the job in hand. So, you know, she continues to be responsible for the performance of ministry until she finishes her job in February.
Well, that's she won't be fronting on Friday? She won't be fronting if there are stuff-ups on Novapay?
Well, the ministry will continue to have to be responsible for the issues around its performance.
Well, it does make you think twice about hiring CEs from abroad.
No, I don't believe the fact that Leslie came from overseas has been a relevant factor in this outcome. The vast majority of public service chief executives are New Zealanders. It's fair to say, if you look back through history, New Zealand chief executives have found themselves in similar difficult situations. I don't believe that there's an issue here that is more likely to occur with chief executives from overseas.
When were you made aware that Pepe Perata was having a strained relationship with
you? Look, a lot of the role of my job and my staff is talking to ministers very regularly about the performance of their chief executives. And so we're regularly in touch with ministers about how things are going.
Did she raise concerns about Leslie's performance?
As I said, I'm not going to talk about matters relating to the chief executive's performance, nor am I going to talk about particular issues that ministers have raised with me. It's fair to say, though, that the issues between the minister and chief executive have been raised with me, both by the minister and also the chief executive.
Has the minister expressed a loss of confidence in the chief executive?
What we've said is clearly there's been a set of strained relationships, and Leslie and I have come to the view that it's in the best interests for there to be a change in leadership.
Is as part of the loss of confidence by the minister?
She has not used those words with me.
And had their relationship broken down irreparably?
There've clearly been strains in the relationship, and when Leslie and I met to review the situation a few weeks ago, despite the fact that all parties, I think, have been committed to make the relationship work, we came to the view that insufficient progress had been made in the context that the ministry is operating, and we came to the view that it was unlikely that that enough progress is going to be made in the near term. As I said, though, we've talked here about the relationship between the minister and chief executive, and that is part of the picture, but clearly there are also a set of wider relationships between the minister, ministry, and the sector that have been relevant.
So with this package, is there a golden handshake here?
There's clearly the chief executive had 4 years remaining in her contract. She has agreed to end that contract. She has been working with me extremely cooperatively about how to manage the transition in the ministry. There is consideration for the fact that contract is being ended early. As I said, the details of that package have been prepared well within the guidelines that the Auditor General has set around these payments, and also will be releasing further details of that package once it is finalised.
In layman's terms, the taxpayer has paid her a golden handshake to go.
There is a consideration that's been made for the fact that she has ended her contract early. I've said the answer to that is it's no. I will be putting out, because I recognise there's a public interest in this. Once that package is finalised, I will be releasing the details of it, but it hasn't been totally finalised. It will be in the new year, and at that point we will release it.
Was the Christchurch restructuring a major issue in the strained relationship?
Look, I think it's very hard around any relationship that has become strained to point to individual events as either particularly important or, if you like, tipping points. It's clearly fair to say there have been a range of issues that the Ministry has been dealing with, and that has been clearly part of the picture about a strained relationship between the Minister and the Chief Executive.
So, more question for Fina only,
please. When Lucy reviewed her performance with you, just sort of talked over the last 6 months or so, did she tell you that she stood by everything she told, for instance, she told Campbell Live about Novapay, about the Christchurch Storms mergers and closures?
As I've said before, Chief Executives are like any employee. They have a right for their performance to be discussed in confidence of their employer. So I'm not talking about what Leslie's said to me about her performance or what I've said to Leslie about her performance. That's not a public matter.
There was no particular issue that carried more weight in terms of her resignation for you?
Clearly there have been a whole range of issues, and I've looked at the situation in the round.
So there were quite a few issues at stake. There were a number of relationships that had broken down.
I think there's been a number of strained relationships.
If she hadn't agreed to go, would she have been sacked?
Look, we're not dealing with hypotheticals. The Chief Executive and I have agreed a way forward. She has resigned, and she's leaving the Ministry in February.
When was the decision made?
Which decision?
To go.
As I said, we came to the view that a change in leadership was required about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And since then, we've been working through how this change would be made in a way that is best supportive of the Ministry moving forward.
Are you confident it won't be a legal action resulting from
this? Yes, this is an agreement. Yes.
You said you've been in talks with her for 4 weeks. Why did it take 2 weeks to come to the resignation decision? Does that indicate that she wasn't willing to go straight away?
No, I think this is a situation where we've talked through how best to manage the situation. You know, there's always a number of options you can work your way through, and we've just done that.
She indicated concerns with the minister. What are the repercussions of that now?
There's clearly been a strained relationship between the minister and Chief Executive. You know, clearly, with a shift to firstly an acting chief executive and then a permanent chief executive, that's the opportunity for the ministry to go forward.
You indicated a desire to stay in New Zealand and the New Zealand public service.
Look, Leslie's personal intentions are a personal matter for her, and I don't think it's appropriate for me to talk about that publicly.
Would you hire her any other role?
She's a highly capable and dedicated professional, and so yes, for the right role.
In terms of public confidence in the State Services Commissioner, though, surely people should know if you would have moved to remove her given the problems over the last year.
Well, clearly though, you know, we've found ourselves in a difficult position. We've moved through that situation in agreement with the Chief Executive, and it has been resolved.
Is this a sign that when a Chief Executive clashes with their minister, no matter the rights or wrongs of it, it's the public servant who comes off second best?
Look, in terms of, from time to time, Chief Executives and ministers will have strained relationships. Most of that never becomes public. You will recall several years ago, Minister Collins, when she was Minister of Corrections, refused to express confidence in Mr Matthews, the then Chief Executive. That situation was resolved satisfactorily, and the Minister and Chief Executive had actually a highly effective working relationship over time. In this situation, you know, if progress is not made, as I said, all parties, I think, were committed to make the relationship work. I have a responsibility for thinking about how does any ministry go forward. And this is a critical ministry for New Zealand. It spends over $12 billion of taxpayers' money. It's dealing with one of the most important issues about our future. And key to any ministry succeeding is an effective relationship between minister and chief executive. And clearly, if that's not the case, then, as in this case, we have to contemplate a change in leadership.
So how much weighting is given to the fact that her relationship with the minister had broken down and her relationship with others in the sector had broken down?
Look, as I said, I look at the situation in the round. I don't analyse each piece by piece. Suffice to say, it's clear there were a number of relationships that had become strained. Certainly the minister was one, but it was by no means one.
So you mentioned that Leslie Nonstone raised concerns about the minister.
Oh, no, I didn't say she raised concerns. She, in the sense that they were both open with me that there were strains in the relationship.
So what happens now? Do you talk to the minister about those concerns?
Oh, look, we've been, this issue has been playing out for some months. There have been a number of discussions with a whole lot of parties over that period of time. And essentially, the issues between the Minister and Chief Executive in this case have been resolved with the decision for Leslie to move on.
Were there also issues between the Chief Executive and the people under her in the Ministry?
Sorry, I'm...
Were there also strained relationships between the Chief Executive and people below that?
I think the focus for what's important for me is because ultimately the Chief Executive has to own a relationship with the Minister. It is the single most important relationship any Chief Executive has, and that's very much been the focus for me.
Were there issues between Leslie Longstone and Heidi Parata's sister, April Parata? Were there issues in that relationship?
I'm not aware of them.
That's it. Thanks, everyone.
Just one last question. This payment, this payout, actually, that would be in the hundreds of thousands, I'll take it.
Well, as I said, once it's finalised, we will be releasing the details of it, and that's changed. And that time, people can see the quantum.
So you're ruling out that this actually being about NovaPay or the way the ministry handled the Christchurch school closures and mergers, it's more about how Leslie Longstone perhaps behaved with other people.
No, what I'm saying, there's been a range of pretty difficult issues that the ministry has been dealing with, but despite the best efforts of the ministry and its chief executive to address those, we've decided that going to 2013, there are a number of things that need to work better, and Leslie and I have come to the view that the ministry will be better set up for success in 2013 if there's a change in leadership.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.